This is Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us. I'm Rhonda McBride. The mission of Juno Community Schools is to embrace lifelong learning. The pandemic, though, has made that a lot more challenging. But gradually, in-person classes are being brought back into the mix. And here today to talk about that, we have Suzanne Ainsworth with the Juno School District. She's the Community Schools Coordinator. Sarah Lewis, UAF Cooperative Extension. She's an Associate Professor of Health, Home, Family, and Community Development. And we also have Morgan Johnson, owner of the Juno Plant Studio. And Sarah Lewis and Morgan Johnson are teaching courses in this go-around, and we'll talk about that in some of the other programs. But first, I'd like to ask each of you what you love about the Community Schools program. And Suzanne, let's start with you, since you're the coordinator.
Oh, well, thank you, Rhonda. Well, since I'm the coordinator of the classes, I can't say enough about them. Most of our classes are for adults. We try to offer things that you've just always wanted to learn about. We have a pottery class right now that there's 12 students in that just started Tuesday. And most of the people I've talked to have said, I've just always wanted to learn about pottery. And this is their chance. There's just a multitude of things that can happen in our classes that are on the weekends and during the weeknights. You know, pickleball, we've offered pickleball, we've offered fencing, you know, self-improvement classes, art classes are always great. I've always, language classes are wonderful, but I've had a hard time finding a Spanish and French teacher. So that's my reach out for that. But lifelong learning is my mantra.
And do you find Juno a community where there are lots of people interested in lifelong learning?
You know, that's an interesting question. I find that the people that keep coming back to classes are somewhat of the same subset. They want to learn more. I think there is some people in life that are just, they're very busy with their kids and that type of a thing. So a lot of our classes are for, they're not for, but a lot of people that have like a little bit of extra time, they might be retired or they just want to learn about that subject. Like Sarah's classes are just wonderful for anybody that wants to preserve food. And it's really wonderful like that. Yeah.
You have had these classes that have mostly been online ever since COVID started. So is this the first time that you're going to be offering in-person classes?
Yes. And it's really exciting. We are actually doing three of them are in person and two of them are virtual. With the school district, well, we're cautious, but safety minded. So all of our classes will require, regardless of vaccination, for you to wear a mask. And when you come to class, you know, a self-check that you feel good, that type of a thing. But it's just so much fun having people in the class. The one thing I was going to make sure I said is we had pottery classes via Zoom last fall and spring. And we just started last Tuesday, the in-person one. And it was just really fun to have people there with their clay. We divided, separated out, but they're able to talk to each other about their projects and see what one person is doing. It just really made a big difference.
Well, I imagine that that's the fun of these community classes, is the ability to meet people, socialize. So I want to go to you, Sarah. What is it that you love about the community classes, teaching them? Because you do all kinds of classes.
I do. And having done them for a number of years now, one of the things that I love is it kind of goes two ways. I will see people that I know will come and take my classes, or people that are acquaintances. Maybe I don't know them well, and through my classes, I get to know them better. But it also goes the other way. After, you know, you've been doing classes for a number of years, you see your students out in the community all the time. And I'm unfortunately not a great person with remembering names, but I do remember faces. And so I recognize people all the time around the community. And folks will, you know, sometimes stop me and say that they have expanded on a particular skill that they started to learn in one of my classes. And so I really like that connection with everybody in the community. And to touch on what you were talking about a little bit earlier between the online and the in-person classes, having really done a lot of online classes over the last 2 years, I have learned that there's definitely a continuum. There are people who really only want to take it in person. And so when COVID hit, a lot of those folks stopped taking the classes. But then there are a lot of people who really didn't want to take it in person, either because of time, like Suzanne was talking about, or online classes have been a bit less expensive because I'm not having to buy as many ingredients, et cetera. And so there's a lot of really great reasons why people are taking the online classes. But to really make a plug for the in-person, and part of the reason why I am taking this step with Suzanne to do some in-person classes, it's harder to actually learn and feel very competent with the skills when you're doing it online. I think we've learned a lot about that when it comes to kids in school and when they're learning online and how much they're really able to take in. And working for Cooperative Extension, one of our biggest goals is to really help skill building, not just give information, but actually have people change their behaviors. And that's a little bit harder when you're doing online classes sometimes. So having all of them, having the whole range of quick online classes, really in-depth in-person classes, and everything kind of in between, I think will really definitely be a good model going forward.
So Morgan, what about you? What do you enjoy?
I really enjoy getting to meet it's a whole new group of people compared to the people who usually come through my shop. I'm getting to meet new people through these classes that I've really enjoyed. I've done it again because the interactions that I get to have with people, the amount of questions they get to ask me, and I can ask people about their experiences with plants. I mostly really enjoyed the meeting new people.
I would think that the relationship aspect of community schools is a wonderful thing. So Morgan, you are teaching classes on how to repot plants.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with that.
So people are going to bring in their plants and the next size up of pot, and I will show people how to create their own soil mixture for their specific plants. How I do it, like I add screen over the hole in the bottom, pebbles, and then creating the soil mix, and they'll get to see me do that with some plants and then get to try and do it on their own. I feel like often what I hear from people that repotting is the hardest part about having plants. So I think it's a really great way for people to try something new and have the confidence to do so.
So Sarah, you teach so many classes. What are you going to be offering?
So we're trying to get back. Suzanne and I are trying to get back on track. And what I've typically done is during one community school's season or semester, I will offer a series called Preserving Juno's Bounty. And then in the next semester, I will teach not a series, just individual classes. So this one is Preserving Juno's Bounty series. So it's a series of four classes on Saturdays because they are nice and long and in-depth. They're five-hour classes. They will be held at JD High in their teaching kitchen. And so one of the things that we're doing for mitigation is because the teaching kitchen has individual little mini kitchens, we're sort of allowing people to create a little bubble in each one of their little kitchens. So we're going to have a minimum of six people, but there are six potential bubbles. And we have actually filled the class. So we're not totally full. It's got enough people that we can hold it, which is really exciting. And so we're going to go ahead and give this a try. So basically all the different forms of food preservation, from water bath canning, pressure canning, which tends to be kind of the one a lot of people are intimidated by, pickling, fermenting, dehydrating, making jerky, making sourdough. We do all of those over the course of the 4 weeks.
That's a lot of great skills to have. So I imagine that people will be stocking up for winter, or perhaps maybe during the holiday season, preparing gifts to give people. I bet that is really popular for people.
It is. The gift giving one, that's always a great idea when we're doing them right before the holiday season, for sure.
What other courses, Suzanne, do you have coming up? Because it looks like you've got a long list of classes that would be fun to take.
We do. We have Actually, this coming Monday, we have neuroplasticity and strategies for improved memory. That's a mouthful, but it's a really wonderful Zoom class. Mary Shapansky is teaching that. It's on Monday, November 8th, 15th, and 22nd from 6 to 7:30, like I said, via Zoom. So you can just be in your chair at home, just listening to the class. And the best thing about this class is Mary has done all this wonderful research about memory. And I just actually sent the handout to the people that have registered and paid for the class. And then she's going to go through and talk about it, all the different factors. And then people will be able to ask their own questions. And it's a interactive class. So I learned a lot when I took it the last time. For instance, like sleep, you know, your brain needs to recharge. It helps your memory. So there's just a lot of different things. That class, it still has room for people to sign up. It's $36, which is a steal. Let's see, Morgan talked about her repotting plants class. That's going to be, I'm just going to fill in the little dates. That's Sunday, November 14th. We'll need to get people to sign up ahead of time. That is a total of $30. That includes the soil and the class time. That's going to be from 1 to 3, Harborview Elementary. Sarah talked about her class. And then the other class, I don't have Audra with me, but I talked Audra Henderson into teaching a class, Adult Nutrition and Behavior Change. This class, I've just always been working hard with weight issues and nutrition things. So I talked her into this class. She is with Cooperative Extension, and it is, you know, making healthy changes and talking about nutrition and eat real food, mostly plants, not too much. That's her slogan here. That particular class is really cool. We've never done this before, but it's going to be a Zoom class. Well, we've done a Zoom class, but it's going to be December 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 at lunchtime from 12 to 1. It's $45. The lunchtime thing was really cool because Audra said, you know, let's just talk about food. It's lunchtime. So we've got 8 people signed up for that. So we have plenty of room still for that. So I'm really excited about that class because I'm going to tune in also.
So how are you doing as far as the number of courses that you're offering compared to pre-COVID times?
Well, that's a great question. This is 5 courses we're offering this fall. And in our heyday about pre-COVID, I think I had like 22 classes. So the one thing I would like to encourage people, if there's anybody out there that has some type of a hobby or they want to share some type of skill they have, I am always happy to talk to people about an idea for a class. You know, that's how we grow our list of classes. We can do them in person, like things in the gym. You know, I don't think it's going to change the mask wearing. So I'm really looking for classes this spring. We used to have pickleball, but it's hard to find a pickleball instructor. We can still do classes wearing a mask, and then, you know, it's not that big of a deal. So I really would love for people to call me and talk about an idea or email me. My phone number is 523-1761. Yeah, I'm open to listening to any kind of idea, self-help, art, some type of a craft that you think people would like to learn about would be great.
I did want to take one of Sarah's classes on the mixes, the various mixes that you can make ahead of time to bake things later on. But I wasn't able to take that class that day. But I'll keep my eye out on that. Yeah. I imagine, Sarah, that that's a popular class that you offer. It sounds wonderful just to have stuff ready to mix and put in the oven.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one, you know, we take feedback like that. So I have filed that away, Rhonda. So in the spring, when we're putting together classes, that has definitely been one that people have enjoyed. So we'll put that in there. And I wanted to make a plug also to potential teachers of these classes. It's really satisfying. It's really an enjoyable thing to do. And I've got a little bit of a story that's related to my family, which is my daughter started doing judo as part of a community schools class years and years ago. Jay Watts offered judo through community schools. She started when she was about 6 or 7. And she continued until she was in middle of high school. Judo eventually was able to branch out and become, to have a club of its own. And it was because of community schools giving them that start, you know, the building in which they could do it, the structure of creating the class, et cetera. And then, you know, it really did make a big difference in my daughter's life in terms of confidence and strength and all kinds of things. So there's lots of different topics out there that could be really beneficial to people in the community. So come forward and teach.
Morgan, I have to confess that I am a busy person, as many people are, and I'm guilty of plant abuse in that people will give me a cutting and it lives in this glass vase forever. I don't know if someone like me would be welcome in your shop.
I would say bring in the cutting and a pot, or stop in and I can help you pick out the right size pot, and then I can teach you how to cut them or how to plant the cuttings. As another tip, if you just bring in your plants into my shop, I will repot your plants for you for a fee. But if you would like to learn how to plant them, this would be a great experience for you.
Well, you know, people always have these wonderful spider plants and other kinds of plants that grow roots and water, and they seem to do well for a time, but I always kind of feel like that's not really fair to the poor plant.
They do look really nice in water, but after a time, you're right, they would like soil so that they can grow large. And then what's nice, then you open up space for different types of cuttings.
All right. Well, I thank all of you for being here with us, Sarah Lewis, Suzanne Ainsworth, and Morgan. Thanks a lot for being here, and hope you get a lot of people signed up and recruit some new teachers.
Yay. Thank you so much, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.